A couple of us went to look at the bridge before dark. We walked down to the stream on a trail leading from the road. The water was crystal clear and made a peaceful gurgling sound over a clean, pebbly bottom. Ferns grew from the overhanging mossy banks and between rocks on both sides. I had the urge to look for salamanders and crayfish. It was a beautiful place, cool and peaceful, so out of context with the screaming hell close above it. The next morning, we relieved 1-1 on Yuzudake. As we moved up along a road, we passed a small tree with all the limbs blasted off. So many communication wires hung from it at all angles that it looked like a big inverted mop. A ricocheting bullet whined between me and the man in front of me. It raised a little dust cloud as it smashed into a pile of dry brush by the roadside. Back into the meat grinder again, I thought, as we moved up toward the sound of heavy firing. Yuzudake looked terrible to me. It resembled one of the hellish coral ridges on Peleliu. We could see Kunishi Ridge on our right and the Yuzudake escarpment on our left. Army tanks were moving against the latter, while machine guns and 75-millimeter cannons hammered away. For the first time in combat, I heard the wailing of sirens. We were told that the army had put sirens on their tanks for the psychological effect it might have on the Japanese. To me, the sirens just made the whole bloody struggle more bizarre and unnerving. The Japanese rarely surrendered in the face of flamethrowers, artillery, bombs, or anything else, so I didn't understand how harmless sirens would bother them. We got mighty tired of hearing them wailing against the constant rattle of small arms and the crash of shellfire. While we were on Yuzudake, under sporadic enemy fire, 2-5 joined the 7th Marines in the bitter fighting to capture the rest of Kunishi Ridge. The Japanese emplacements and caves received terrific bombardment by mortars, artillery, heavy naval gunfire, and airstrikes, consisting of 25 to 30 planes. It reminded me more and more of Bloody Nose Ridge on Peleliu. The 2nd Battalion 5th Marines gained some ground on Kunishi, but needed help. Company K was attached to 2-5 and arrived just in time to help that battalion fight off a company-sized night counterattack on 17 June. Later that night, we heard that our company would attack the next morning to seize the remainder of Kunishi Ridge in the 5th Marine zone of action. Once again, we would enter the abyss of close combat.